Aviv. The driver of a Tesla involved in a fatal crash that California highway authorities say may have been operating on autopilot posted social media videos of himself riding in the vehicle without his hands on the wheel or foot on the pedal. The May 5th crash in Fontana, 50 miles east of Los Angeles, is also under investigation by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And Rum Bauer crossed the finish line first in the Preakness Stakes this afternoon. Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit finished third. Midnight Bourbon came in second. This is SRN News.
Hi, I'm Jackie Dorman. Are you longing to find your soulmate, but you're tired of online dating, singles ministries, blind dates, or even being set up on bad dates by well-meaning family and friends? If none of that's worked for you and you have no idea how to meet marriage-minded men or even truly Christian men who will seek you out for a lasting committed relationship without the head games, then I invite you to join me in my free Married in 12 Months challenge. Look, there's nothing good or sacred or even noble about sitting in the waiting room. So in this challenge, I'm going to teach you why now is your time to find love. What are the lies that are holding you back? Why God wants you married, the biblical law of attraction, and the tools you need to become a bride. Don't wait any longer. Just sign up for my free Married in 12 Months 5-Day Challenge today at lovestories.com, and you can step into the love story that God has already written about you. That's lovestories.com.
This is your roving reporter, and I'm talking today with Godzilla.
Hello!
Tell me, Godzilla, why do you go around destroying cities, crushing buildings with your massive feet?
Well, man, I'll tell you, it wasn't anything personal toward the cities or the people. I was just looking for something.
And pray tell, what were you looking for?
I was looking for an asset preservationist to help me take care of my money, man.
Did you find one?
Yes, I did.
And now I suppose you're going to tell me it was David Ernest.
That's right, man. It was David Ernest. Like, I am the greatest of all monsters, and he is the greatest of all asset preservationists.
I see.
And you know, you can call David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Well, thank you, Godzilla. And before we go, could you give us that famous Godzilla roar?
Oh, I'd really like to, man, but I can't.
And why not?
Well, since I got that shot, man, I've been a little hoarse.
Right.
Alabama veterans, are you aware that because of your military service, you may have earned VA benefits? The Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs can help you access those benefits at no cost to you, even during COVID-19 when other resources might be hard to find. The Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs has an office near you. For more information, go to va.alabama.gov or give us a call at 334-242-5077. We're open and ready to serve you. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs, the ABA, and this station.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton. As Bernie has continued to expand across the Southeast, we have changed our name to Xerox Business Systems. When people hear Bernie or Xerox, they think of copy machines or printing services. That is for good reason, as we have been the leader in the Montgomery market for the past 60-plus years. But did you know that Xerox has been in the IT service business for over 30 years? Xerox has a breadth of services and expertise to support your organization, regardless of size. Our dedicated managed IT service team supports our clients with personalized service to keep your network accessible, efficient, and secure. We can also provide physical security through a cloud-based security camera and access solution that provides a web-based platform to make management simple and scalable. We also have the highest level of partnership with Cisco, HP, Dell, Lenovo, and many more. Give me a call at 201-0199, 201-0199.
Have you ever left your doctor's office really sick with your head hurting and your stomach hurting and gone to one of those chain pharmacy stores to be told that it's going to be a couple of hours before they can have your prescription ready and then suggest that you grab a buggy and shop? Grab a buggy and shop? Really? Who feels like shopping when you're sick? It seems to me like they're more interested in selling the overpriced stuff in the store than taking care of their pharmacy customers. Wouldn't you like to find a pharmacy that cares about you?
Folks, I know this sounds silly, but it happens all the time. This is James Jones with Jones Drugs, with locations in Prattville, Greenville, Millbrook, Montgomery, and now in Phenix City. We're dedicated to the idea that quality pharmacy care means prompt prescriptions and the personal care and attention you deserve. We will normally have your prescription filled in 14 minutes or less. At our local hometown pharmacies, we like to think of ourselves as part of your health care team and not just a pill store. We are local folks and proud to serve the local areas. Come see us.
The Biscuits are back, making fresh memories for the 2021 season. Come bake them at Riverwalk Stadium with fun for all ages. Experience the baseball, food, giveaways, Max fireworks, and more. Visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Peppertree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at TheHerbShopAL.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are batting 1,000 on the weekend weather once again this week. Tonight will be rather comfortable, mostly clear skies, not quite as cool, overnight low temperature down to about 57. Tomorrow is a warmer day, but not humid. High tomorrow around 85, more sunshine, and then mid to upper 80s on Monday, still dry. Scattered showers returning to the forecast on Tuesday and Wednesday. Have a nice weekend from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Kubota knows a lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment that's reliable, durable, and versatile, like number one selling Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors. See us for a demo today. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the program. I'm playing you a podcast, and it's got General McInerney and a lady who I don't really know, but listen.
Right Side with Doug Billings, where we continually point out the intellectual immaturity of liberals everywhere. Today, with the help of General McInerney and Maria Zach, who are both on the program today. As we took our last break, boy, General, so much to unpack and so little time. I just want to comment on a couple of the things, and then I want to get Maria's opinion and information about the audits, about the interference, so what we're doing now, what should we be doing next, et cetera. But just allow me and indulge me and want to go back. You know, I love President Trump. I think he was one of the best, if not the best president that this republic has had. I think that he, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, I think that the divine providence of God himself chose President Trump for this time in our history. He was our leader, still is. And to your other point, I don't refer to Administrator Biden as president either. He's Administrator Biden, and that's being gracious. I do think, though, that President Trump had a problem with his inner circle. I don't know if it was a matter of vetting, but he had a lot of traitors, a lot of rhinos in that inner circle. And I think that the deep, to your point, the swamp is so deep that even President Trump had his issues with it in his inner circle. Do you agree with that, General?
Yeah, I do, Doug, and I think that's a very important point. you expect people of that caliber that come in to support and that take the same oath as I did of supporting the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, is going to be loyal to him. But it turns out, his Vice President Pence, who had the opportunity on the 6th of January, 2021, at the Electoral College, to send those votes, those states, the votes back to those states, because he had the information that we have talked about so far. And he should have done more due diligence to get even more, but Sidney Powell had that data. And if he had appointed a special prosecutor, he could have, on the 18th of December, when he spent 4 hours talking to Sidney, General Flynn, and Patrick Byrne, he could have done that. But he got from Mark Meadows, his chief of staff, and his legal team, he got different advice. He should have overruled them. But I just mentioned his vice president betrayed him and the country on the 6th of January at the Electoral College. Also his chief of staff and his legal counsel, and there were others. So he had an inner circle problem that none of us realized the swamp ran that deep. Now, it may have been because, as I mentioned about what the Obama administration did with hammer and scorecard and got an awful lot of dirt on people. But dirt is different than committing treason. When you let treason happen, which happened to us because the election was stolen from the American people, the actual vote count is 79 million votes for President Trump, 68 million votes for Biden. It was a dominant win for him, and yet they flipped it on us. Now, the good thing was, in Patrick Byrne's book, The Deep Rig, he quotes those numbers. And I got them from a different source than he did. And so that is the important factor. There was no question. It wasn't a close election like in 1960 between Nixon and Kennedy. And it was just determined by the one state, by Illinois. This was not even close. So that's he was betrayed by the people around him. And you never know. You know, we got Mad Dog Mattis for a sec def, and it turned out that Mad Dog wasn't really a mad dog. He was a puppy, and he was really, really more talk, and had a great name, but and he was part of a different crew, et cetera. So he never quite got his Secretary of Defense correct, and which may be lead into a problem that we're having, that we could be having now, right, on the military's role, et cetera. But for our listeners, it's imperative that they understand these audits, and Maria is extremely familiar with this, these audits go through, starting with Arizona.
Maria, yeah, I think you need to walk us through this. That's a good segue into this, the domestic issues that we're facing. We can start with Arizona, but just walk us through with you. I mean, you are the international expert on this. So walk us through what do we do with regards to all of this?
I think it's amazing when General McInerney, when you explain the vote count, because General McInerney got the vote count from cybersecurity experts, and Patrick Byrne got it from cybersecurity experts, both separately. It was the same number. And here we are, Nations in Action. We got the same number roughly from Italy with Arturo Delio, the guy who actually changed the votes. And he said it was so difficult because there were so many to change that's why the anomalies were picked up. So we're grateful that he won that big. And I think it's important to say, Doug, to your point, what's next? What do we do to fix this? And clearly these Arizona recounts and the other recounts are imperative. The Mickey Mouse Show in Georgia, I'm stunned when the Oscars actually has a better audit program than our own government. So they hire a Fortune 5, you know, top five accounting firm at the Oscars, but yet we had a Mickey Mouse firm that had a Dominion employee at the head of it, and one of them had an invalid certificate for even being able to conduct audits. So you look at this, the underpinnings of what took place and how they put in place Republican activists to engage in leftist agenda items. They were actually put on the payroll. And in Georgia, it's several people, both Tea Party people and general GOP swampland. And so Nations in Action, being nonpartisan, we don't care. If you're dirty, you're dirty. We want you gone, and you need to be outed. And we're not going to stop until we have everything transparent. So we've been working on an agenda to push both the Democrat parties and the Republican parties, because we're subjected to both, and both are failing miserably to do their job for truth, transparency, fairness, free and fair elections. So we're calling on the parties to actually mandate the reverse of the electors. So the states under the 10th Amendment have states' rights. So now step up, ladies and gentlemen serving in office. And if you don't, the party needs to use the hammer they have of allowing you on the ballot, access to the ballot, and say no. If you do not return the electors back to President Trump, to the rightful winner, then you will not be allowed to serve in office any longer on the Republican ticket because you're treasonous. So
you don't have to break
the bank for seniors independent living in Montgomery. Caravita Village has your answer with locked-in rental rates for 3 years, starting from $15.99 per month. Visit caravitavillage.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is hiring. Discover the Dixie Difference, a level of excellence that my family has proudly provided its clients and staff since 1908. Apply at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done. License number 15033.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Has the high price of seniors independent living got you down? Come visit Caravita Village and check out their newly renovated private living suites with all the amenities starting at just $15.99 per month. Visit CaravitaVillage.com.
That's an easy ask. And we also are calling for the removal of Kevin McCarthy, Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, and McConnell because of their failed, I can't even use the word leadership. It wasn't leadership. It was just complete failure and embedding of poor policies and procedures because they were focused on making money.
I think it should go one step further. I think they should be tried for treason because they actively participated and facilitated a coup d'etat in these United States of America.
Which is not serving the American public. We also want to pressure Italy into telling the truth, freeing Arturo Delia, and we would like to see the extradition of General Graziano and brought over and tried. So his involvement is paramount. And I think it's important that Americans understand we're all working as hard as we can. We have not stopped and we will not stop. So a lot of folks feel like it's over. What do we do? Just because the media has stayed silent doesn't mean we're going to. And through you, Doug, we're just so grateful because we're able to help them understand, join Nations in Action, nationsinaction.org. We're going to keep giving action items to do and certainly getting involved in the congressional race because a lot of people don't understand. In a year and a half, we have the congressional races and the whole Congress can change. And baby, hold on, because that's going to be a fun time to take down the corruption. And when that happens, that's Katie barred the door because we have so much information on the fraud and a lot of people need to go to jail.
Yep, absolutely. And on that note, we got to take another break, but we're going to come back for one more final session. Ladies and gentlemen, this is absolutely, I mean, this is the stuff of bombshell news. You all need to hear it. You need to share this program with your friends. The mainstream media is not going to let us get this message out, as you know. They will silence it because it is the truth. And we are over the target with General McInerney and Maria Zach. We'll be right back after this break. Stay with us.
Wow. Yeah, it is earth-shattering, but it's nothing that we shouldn't have expected. I mean, I've known the deep state was so corrupt and so deep. The thing is, what they do is they find anything they can to extort you. They find stuff that you've got hidden in the closet, whether you're into little girls, little boys, pedophilia, whether you're seeing you have a mistress, you know, you're cheating on you, whatever. They find everything. And how can they not? Look at the surveillance network they've created in this country. You know, they're listening to me right now. They read my emails. They listen to my phone calls. They do yours, too. We all have an electronic dossier underground at Utah at the NSA facility. They're keeping up with all of us. And I believe it's all fed into a quantum computer. And that way they can better determine our future actions. And every little bit of information they have helps that program. That's why I always say, when you get a chance at your computer, just Google something you have no interest whatsoever in, just to throw the algorithm off. That's all you have to do, just to throw it off a little bit. Just, you know, be the fly in the ointment. And we're at a point now where we need to be the fly in the ointment. We need to be standing up. We need to be screaming. We need to be yelling. We need to be going to all these meetings and just calling them out for what they're doing. It's unreal. It's unbelievable, and it's happening right now, right in front of us, and nobody seems to care. Nobody, as Carlin says, nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Everybody just sleepwalks through their life. Well, it's not much of a life, and it's going to get a lot worse when they get their way, folks, because you know what's coming. Their smart stuff is coming. Everything's going to be controlled. Another thing, I keep hearing these commercials about the cloud. You know, put all your data out here on the cloud. Last time I bought an iPod, and my God, it's been a decade ago, I bought an iPod. I can't remember the nomenclature they used, but it was the medium iPod, and I got a 64 gigabyte because I want to have my music on my device. I don't want my music sitting out there on what they call the cloud, where I have to be online to pull it. I pay 99 cents to buy a song from iTunes. I want that song on my computer because I bought it. I don't want to have to get on the internet. That's crazy. Just remember, anything that's wireless, they can easily, and they do, snatch out of the air. And you're throwing it out there for them. You're lobbing softballs right across the middle of the plate for them every time you put any kind of data out there on wireless. You should know better. One thing that I've always thought interesting was, you know, we've yet to find several civilizations that came before us. We can't find any signs of them. Like, where's all the stuff? What if, I'm just suggesting here, I'm pontificating, I guess. What if that civilization, just like we are headed right now, what if they got to the point where everything was virtual? There was nothing real, nothing tangible. Everything was virtual. There was no car racing. It was all done virtually. Everything was virtual. So when they declined and went away for whatever reason, there was nothing for us to find. You know, the Mayans and a lot of the older groups of people, particularly Indians, believe this is the fifth go-round of this planet. In other words, we've destroyed ourselves five times. This is number six. I don't know about that, but I know we are destroying ourselves. And it sickens me. As an animal lover, it sickens me to see what they're doing to all the animals, to insects. They're destroying everything God created is being destroyed right in front of us right now. And right now, always remember, right now is the only time you have to affect change. Yesterday's gone. You can't do anything about it. Tomorrow's not here. You may not even have a tomorrow. We don't know. All you've got is right now, at this exact moment. You have to learn to live in the moment. You have to nurture that, because right now is the only time you've got. And I think we need to organize, we need to get together, we need to be protesting, we just need to be flies in the ointment is what we need to be. Flies in the ointment. That's the only way that I know to affect change, other than the way that I'm not going to talk about. I refuse to talk about it on the air because I want to keep this show as long as I can. But this is, this they can call this earth-shattering news. All they're doing is verifying what we knew all along. Certainly Obama's running this, and we haven't heard the last of Obama. I still go back to the book of Luke. I beheld Satan falling like lightning from the heavens, or the heights. You look those words up in a Hebrew dictionary, and it's Barack Obama. I believe that Christ was telling us that Barack Obama is the Antichrist. I really do. We haven't seen the last of him. I think he'll probably be head of the UN or something like that, and he'll be in a much bigger stage next go-around. And that fits for where they're headed, where we're headed with this New World Order. And always remember, the New World Order is all about elevating Satan's throne above the throne of the Most High God. My God, our God, the God. It's all about putting him ahead of God because he thinks he's better than God. He thinks he can out-God God. He thinks he can out-create the Creator. He can't, but he's going to try. But before, let's put this in simple, easy-to-understand terms. Before you can outdo someone, what have you got to do? You've got to get rid of that they've made so you can make your version of it and show everyone that it's better. That's what's going on right now. The depopulation is designed to get rid of 90 to 95% of the people on this planet. So Satan, using technology, can do the transhumanism thing and purportedly create a better human being than God himself created. That's what's going on. That's one of the many themes that's going on right now is transhumanism. That's where nanotechnology comes in. That's where these vaccines come in. It's just, you don't ever hear anything about it because they don't want you to know about it. How far they've gotten. You know, every time I hear about RFID chips, I think, man, that's passe. That's like talking about 8-track tapes. They have the ability now to drop stuff in aerosols that you breathe in. It gets in your olfactory, gets in your bloodstream, it creates more of itself once it gets inside of you. And it can be pre-programmed to do anything they want it to do. If they want it to sit back and wait, it'll sit back and wait until it gets further instructions. If they want it to, whatever they want it to do, it will do. And you will never know you have it in you. I swear these fiber things are involved in this somehow. It's some kind of synthetic organism, but I can't even get y'all to look for them. So I don't know what else to tell you. I've told you so many times, just a simple sip of red wine or red grape juice has to be red. Swish it around in your mouth for a minute and a half, spit it out, and look at what just came out. You know, Tesla told us many, many, many years ago that frequency is the key to everything. He's absolutely right. For some reason, the frequency of whatever these synthetic critters are and the frequency of red grapes are very similar, and they're attracted to each other. So when you use anything that has red grapes in it, it pulls them out. I've done it. 84's done it. Several of us have done it. It's pretty creepy what you pull out of you. It just shows you that it's in all of us. It really is. Now, of course, if they want to do the mark of the beast, they really can't because we have to say we're okay with it. We have to agree to have it. And if they just do it without us knowing it, then that doesn't fit the, that's beyond the rules. Can't do that. Of course, Satan's not exactly known for abiding by the rules. And then speaking of that, he uses entertainment to show us the truth because they have to show us, they have to tell us. He uses television and movies and music to let us know what's going on. He just would prefer we look at it as simply entertainment when it's a whole lot more than that. I hope you understand that. Ooh, I can't breathe. Sorry about that. My nose is totally stopped up. And it's weird because before I did the 5-day nothing but water thing, I never got sick. It's like these organisms that are inside me, it's like they're protecting their turf. I never caught a cold. I never got sick. I do this 5-day fast, and now suddenly, whatever I've got, I've got. I can't seem to get rid of it. And the steroids are causing me to have hot flashes, so I quit taking them. I can't stand it. My face will turn red and just feel like I'm, 115 degrees. It's creepy. Be that as it may, I've managed to talk us up to the 7:30 hour. The 5-minute big break, and while we're on break, I'll edit out the commercial that he's about to go to, another annoying commercial, and then we'll hear the rest of this, and I've got another video where we're going to talk about who's really behind all this, and it's going to tie a lot of this together, and it's really going to make you mad. It made me sick, because I suspected as such, but I needed to hear it, I need it verified, and I got my verification from these guys. These guys are sharp, and I wish I could agree with her that we're not going to stop. We're going to push this until we get affect change. There's no one of any consequence that's going to stand up for us. You need to understand that. With that, let's hit this break.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace locks, Crosby hardwire them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Ah, springtime in Alabama, when a young man's fancy turns to tuning up his AC. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, your Bryan dealer. How can we make you smile?
Hi, Clark. I have a problem with my AC system.
What is it?
You know, the machine that cools my house?
Right. I'm on my way. Tell me, how long has it sounded like this?
A year, or two, or maybe five.
Son, you ought to join the Clark Club.
I don't play golf.
No, no. This is a program that automatically includes spring and fall tune-ups for your cooling and heating system.
Oh, so I won't forget.
Exactly. Just $159 a year includes two tune-ups, plus members get a lower service fee and great discounts on repairs and supplies like filters and thermostats.
Perfect. Hey, can I also get a reminder about my anniversary?
You're on your own there, kid. To keep your AC system running great, better call Clark. Visit ClarkComfort.com for more information.
Bryant, whatever it takes, better call Clark.
$159 Clark Club price covers one system with discounts for additional systems. Alabama certification 99004.
The biscuits are back, making fresh memories nightly. Come bake them at Riverwalk each Thursday with Free Shirt Thursdays, featuring Thirsty Thursday drink specials. The first 1,000 fans 15 and over will receive a free t-shirt on each Thursday night game. Join us on May 13th at 6:35 for Record-Breaking Night, presented by Alpha Insurance, as we celebrate great achievements in sports and around the river region. For more information, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL.
Veterans, need help with your VA benefits? The Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs operates county veterans service offices that are open by appointment during the COVID-19 crisis. You and your dependents can get help with VA claims services, education benefits, VA home loans, and referrals for temporary housing, health care, counseling, and even job placement. To locate the nearest county veterans service office, visit va.alabama.gov or call 334-242-5077. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs, the ABA, and this station.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are batting 1,000 on the weekend weather once again this week. Tonight will be rather comfortable, mostly clear skies, not quite as cool. Overnight low temperature down to about 57. Tomorrow is a warmer day, but not humid. High tomorrow around 85, more sunshine. And then mid to upper 80s on Monday, still dry. Scattered showers returning to the forecast on Tuesday and Wednesday. Have a nice weekend from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. Let's knock this thing out.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where I enter continually into the lives of you to make differences for the better, therefore fulfilling the meaning of life. I appreciate you all. Thanks for your messages. We're here with General McEnany and Maria Zach. We have talked about in previous segments today the election fraud, the battleground states, the influence, the breaking news that Maria brought to us with regards to Palace of Cash and implications and investigations of President Barack Obama. I want to segue, though, General and Maria, into the vaccine and COVID. There's so much to talk about. General, let me just, you know, say a few things, and I'm going to hand it over to you, and you can, I want to get your take on this. First of all, let me tell you about my opinion very briefly about the masks, first of all. The masks for me were never, and words are important, never about our health. Masks were this. They were political signaling. They were a capitulation to the mob. And at the beginning, when he was in office, they were a sign of animus towards President Trump. Now you have people, in especially the elected class in the Communist Socialist Party, because, you know, between us, the three of us, the Democratic Party doesn't exist anymore. Wearing the masks. This is their new political signal. You can tell they're a member of the fraternity, of the club, if you're wearing a mask with a virus that has a statistical 100% survival rate. I want to hear, I know you've got lots of information about China, Iran. Maria, you have a plethora of information about all of this. I've just spouted off a few of my own opinions, but General, I want to start with you. What does the public, what does this audience need to know?
Well, first of all, don't be afraid. COVID-19 is not a killer like everybody have made it out to be. And I believe that they misinformed President Trump. He took their words and we could have had up to 2 million deaths. It is not that. We had a high number of deaths because that was by incompetence of certain governors and the fear that we created. Second, the mask doesn't work against the virus. If you talk to mass experts, they'll tell you. And clearly Fauci said initially, we don't want you to wear a mask. And so the mask has now become a symbol. I think it's a symbol like in Nazi Germany of the Star of David. It puts a certain picture on you. The president the other night in the State of the Union address, him wearing a mask and all those members in there that had had the vaccine, or the experimental vaccine, they didn't need a mask, but it was a symbol of control. America, break free from that, and don't worry about your survival rate is very, very, very high. And I'm not a doctor. Ask your doctor. Unfortunately, many of the doctors, you know, are beholden to the pharmaceutical companies. Pharmaceuticals drive a lot of money. And Maria can talk about that, but this is a money machine. Clearly, the COVID-19 bill that was over $1 trillion was only 10% of it was for COVID-19. The rest of it was to bail out Democratic states and states' incompetencies. So be aware, America. Now I'd like Maria to discuss some of the details that she specifically knows that are coming out of her information from Italy.
Sure, General. The investigation has already yielded that the PPE funding, that the salt in the wound for everyone, once China hit us with this, they were able to hit us with them holding all the PPE that had to come in and be purchased. So we had to then go pay them for the pain and suffering we were in. And that relationship that is so odd with not only lobbying firms in Washington, D.C., how Americans can even represent China, Qatar, Iran, and other countries that are foreign enemies is beyond me. But you also had the people integrally involved in the theft of the election, Ignacio Moncada, who ran one of the subsidiaries of Leonardo, the defense contractor whose satellite was used to beam the change. He actually is the liaison of Italy to Iran, to Qatar, and to China. And then you have Conte, the prime minister, grateful that we were able to take him down and have the fall of the Italian government in January. Once we took him down, he's now being investigated for money in a bank, $8 million. And it looks like it's either PPE funding that he skimmed off that was for China. And also looks like there's connections directly to Obama.
Unbelievable. Maria, what, how do we juxtapose, and maybe this is a question for both of you, is it, you know, we have Fauci, who has flip-flopped more times than Administrator Biden, a flip-flop on this medical advice. They kept hydroxychloroquine, for example, completely out of the mainstream because they wanted to then sell the vaccine. The vaccine, I've had Dr. Simone Gold on this program. You know, she's not an anti-vaxxer by any stretch of the imagination, but she sees this as an experimental test vaccine that, you know, and if you look at certain numbers, the vaccine itself is causing more harm to people than the virus itself. It's maddening.
It's real simple, Doug. The president got duped into having these meetings with Fauci, the Fauci show. It shouldn't have been about the Fauci show. It should have been about groups of doctors around the country who were seeing patients using ivermectin, using other like monoclonal antibodies. When the president received monoclonal antibodies, everyone was like, oh my gosh, he got something no one else got. This isn't fair. I've had monoclonal antibodies having arthritis. So come on. The truth has to come out. And that's what we're begging for, is truth and transparency. And the failure to listen to doctors throughout this process just shows the validity of how desperate they are to cover everything up.
General, this is a civilian question. Obviously, I'm not privy to the information, but that's my job to ask the questions. Is there a connection between Iran and China with regards to unleashing this, let's call it what it is, biological warfare on the United States?
I don't know if there's a direct connection, because China, there is a connection between China and our people down Dr. Fauci's group. And he funded, we know he funded twice, $3.5 million to the Wuhan virology lab. I don't know what the connection is with Iran and China, but there is a connection clearly. And but the issue becomes, the dominant power is China. We are the devils, the great Satan, as they call us. And of course, anything that they can do in their allies, all of them working together to take Trump out. Trump had to go because he was the one president that was changing. And I believe if he would have taken on this cyber warfare against the election and shown the American people then that he would have been the greatest president ever, Doug, without any doubt, in what he could have done in his second 4 years. But that's why, going back to Maria's point of why it's so important that we do an audit, and that's the one thing of all the issues we've talked about to your audience today, demand the audits on the six battleground states. That is imperative, starting with Arizona. The Democrats, quasi-communists, are going to, there's no such thing, as you said, as a Democratic Party as we used to know.
Right. Today. Maria, we have about 45 seconds left. I'm going to give you the last word today.
I think it's absolutely imperative to rescind the electors and reverse course. And we've already seen that there was corruption in the voting. We know what the vote tally was. There's no reason to hold another election for president when this information comes out. You stick with the results that were received. President Trump won, as General McInerney said. We validated that, almost 80 million votes. So it's very clear he won the electoral needs necessarily to be president. And that information we received about Biden potentially stepping down by June is very problematic. And the sooner we get those real audits conducted, and with what's coming out of Arizona, it's Katie bar the door. Let your neighbors know, let your friends, family, everyone you can know the truth about the election and do the right thing. And President Biden should step down immediately.
used car blowout continues at Larry Puckett Chevrolet. Get a great price and unbelievable offer on your trade. Have you gotten your stimulus check? Use it to make a down payment so you'll have even lower payments on the like-new pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. Larry has all makes and models on their lot. If you have an extra vehicle, bring it by and get an instant cash offer. Put that money toward your down payment and get your monthly payment even lower. And please give them a call at 285-9300 or stop in if you're shopping for a new Chevrolet. Inventories are low, but we have a good selection on the way. So come in and see if what you're looking for is on the way to the dealership on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. The used car blowout continues. And you can save a whole lot of dough. For over 40 years, they've been letting their customers do the talking. As always, shop them 24 hours a day at LarryPuckett.com.
For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning, River Region.
Hey Shannon, I think it's time we do another commercial for Greenville Foot Care.
Why?
Well, I'm leaving for college and we both have changed so much.
Good point. What do we want to say?
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Oh, we should make Steven do this one. He was just a baby the last time. It's his turn.
Awesome, let's do this.
Wait, I don't want to do this. I don't even know what to say.
You just have to say Daddy's name and phone number.
And that they should call for an appointment.
And that there's a website now.
But I don't know any of that stuff.
You don't know Daddy's name is Dr. Brian Kelly?
Well, that part I know.
The number is super easy.
Yeah, it's 265-7585.
265-7585?
She just said that.
Okay, what else?
Tell them that your dad, Dr. Brian Kelly, is a foot doctor in Montgomery.
Tell them most insurances are accepted. And if you have a foot problem, call the number or you can now request an appointment on our website.
And the website is?
GreenvilleFootCare.com.
Okay, I think I got this.
I hope so, because we're out of time.
Don't forget to say the line.
Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Duck in for a deal at Brubaker and save big with amazing deals on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
Call David Ernest and he'll have your retirement savings higher than the body count in a John Wick movie. Well, maybe not that high, but you know what I'm talking about. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. I am your stopped-up host, Terry Adams. I can't breathe, sorry. All right, I'm going to play another video. This is going to connect the dots with who the company and the way they spun off and created other shell companies to hide everything. That way, when they can sue for defamation and probably win because they themselves didn't do it. They spun off another company to actually... Anyway, just, you'll understand when you hear the video. So let's get into this.
Welcome to the Mike and Doug Show. I'm Doug. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Doug. How are you?
Oh, I'm like wild and crazy. Well, I do feel great, but I'm wild and crazy because of the research that Mike and the miners have done. And if you don't mind, I'd like to paint a backdrop here for us.
Because you're good at that.
The way we've been working hard. I don't know, hundreds, if not thousands of hours of research since before Trump's first election. We had proven and already the some of the people that are that work with you, many, you know, you have many, many team members too, as well as the miners. But some of the people who are part of your team had already worked to demonstrate that the Diebold machines absolutely were fractional voting and that, you know, you had worked so hard on that. Plus, during Trump's first election, he had his information as it was being shifted about, which you're going to describe today in great detail, because it happened again in the 2020 election. So in 2016, yes, the information was shifted around, but some people just happened to put on a white hat and went in and froze the cells that made them unable to be manipulated as they were in 2020, right before our very eyes. So what we have been showing is that there's kind of two paths here, or two or three paths here that you got to follow. And one of the paths is, where did OpTec come from? The software that controls every voting machine in America. And when you find out in our research, and we are literally the only people who know this, and we have been approached recently by the Michigan team, the principal members of all the people in the Michigan team working to show that the audit that was done was in fact quite effective, and that the recount team in Arizona, many of those people, all the big name people, are using the intelligence, the research that we have amassed over the last 5 years, but particularly recent research, because these people have come and asked us, by us I mean literally the conclave, they came and asked myself and the conclave, they asked you and the miners, they asked Betsy and her team to work on this. And they gave us things to do that they needed to make evidence effective that would be used in the court cases. Remember, there's $2.6 billion lawsuit in one case, a $1.6 billion lawsuit in another case. Actually, those are three cases. But the point is, Dominion is suing for billions. There's threats of other companies suing. Smartmatic has threatened to sue, so on and so forth. So what we're trying to do, which we have always done, is provide you with the evidence, the indictable evidence, to take these criminals to task for what they've done. Now, we showed, where no one else has shown, that the software was developed by Lord Mark Malik Brown when he worked out of the United Nations in Venezuela under Jimmy Carter's administration, with Jimmy Carter's complete agreement, through the founding of what is now the Senior Executive Service. And it was founded in Venezuela to take a DARPA project of laser readers through what then became the software that is necessary to read any ballot. Now, the ballots have to be printed, and they're printed by Smartmatic, they're printed by Seidel, they're printed by different companies, many others. They were even printed in China this time, so there were many, many fake ballots. So this optical reader, this laser reader, which was a DARPA project from a Canadian company, went to Venezuela and instituted OpTec. Now, only recently, and this is what's amazing, we thought that we had really good unified work through the many collaborators that we're working with. But now we're finding out more information than ever. And some of this information just makes me laugh, because there's no end to it, but it always leads back to the same place, which we're going to tell you in just a minute. Now, when you're looking at anything on the internet where there's these smart people talking about, whether it's the audit in Antrim County in Michigan, or whether it's the count in Arizona, or whether it's the numbers in Pennsylvania or wherever, it doesn't matter. We beat them to the punch in 2016, both through Aim for Truth and Americans for Innovation, and many other sites, the State of the Nation and all the other groups we work with. And we already revealed that these machines are so crooked, so rigged, that a high schooler with a cheap off-the-shelf program can walk by any election machine in America and reprogram it. And that doesn't count the fact that they lie and say that they don't go on the internet ever. Oh no, only when they send the numbers do they go on the internet. But you've discovered the exact IP addresses and places that information is sent and is manipulated and then sent back to America, with really wonderful services provided by Seidel, particularly for voting night data information aggregation and analysis and then presentation. And that's why we see, when the numbers from any machine basically in America, some of these machines, voting machines, already have a component in that is wireless. it's a wireless receiver and generator.
Wireless modem.
Yeah, wireless modem and broadcaster. So anybody can get into this. Now, in the past, you worked with the group that proved that the Diebold machines were all fake. Well, here's one of the streams. One of the streams is Dominion. And the reason Dominion is suing is not because the owner of Dominion has a bunch of money. Oh, no, 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 no. It's because the Pilgrim Society representative, Lord Mark Malik Brown, who owns Smartmatic through SGO and through SGO Smartmatic and SGO Corporation and all the different companies you're going to tell us about today. That is the intervention that comes through all of this, through Dominion, has infinite money to sue, okay? And Smartmatic has infinite money to sue. But Lord Mark Malik Brown has already come out three times and made his lying statements, which unless you know the details of the shell companies that he uses, he's just obfuscating and dodging questions and basically answering truthfully. But because people don't know the full measure of truth and how many shell companies are involved, they're asking the wrong questions. So the people who are being sued asked Dominion or said things about Dominion which simply weren't true because they had conflated Smartmatic, Seidel, Dominion, and other elements of this and did not attack what they should have attacked, which was Optech. And now the big bomb, the mother of all bombs, was when you said to me, well, I kept saying, okay, well, we know that what I call the rogue CIA, and yes, we know how to spell rogue, by the way. Some people think because we spelled it rouge one time, we don't know how to spell rogue. But anyway, the point is the rogue CIA element from the 1978 to and 79, when Optech was used for the first election manipulations by the rogue CIA and the United Nations through Mark Malik Brown, Jimmy Carter and the SES, it was hard to tell how they were so effective at sending it to all the nations we don't like so we could mess with their elections and bringing it to America.
Now, SES, we've talked about this. SES are employees that can be hired in the government that cannot be fired. They're key in this, so listen.
100%, so that every single machine in America, whether it's Hart InterCivic, owned by who? Mitt Romney and ran by Tag Romney. Hello? We let a person who is a politician own the machines and run them and have what Dominion fought over, which is what Sequoia had. Well, when Diebold turned into Sequoia and then Dominion wanted to buy the Optech that was part of Sequoia, then it turned into Premier, and then Dominion bought Premier, and then Dominion now has Optech.
Don't you love it?
If you don't know that, any question you ask these people, they're going to give you an answer that deflects your question, because you simply don't know the full ramifications of how these things transpired. So no one ever asked the CEO of Dominion about Optech. But what you, the mother of all bombs, is the following. I might take a little wind out of your sail, but I can't help but say it because I'm so excited. Central Command at the Department of Defense in Tampa, Florida, seems to be the place now through Seidel and previously through Sequoia and others that controls what we call the rogue CIA that controls all election results in America. And that they send it overseas to mess with the numbers, but and also to try to mislead people and take them off the trail, that it is our own military that is behind election rigging. So we proved that, and then we went on to show that Smartmatic has shell, so many shell companies, you can't possibly ask an appropriate question of Lord Mark Malik Brown, who is the evil election manipulator of the entire world. And so we proved what Smartmatic was. But now I thought I was so smart to find that there was an office in Ireland for Seidel that's called Election Technologies Incorporated. And it seemed as if, oh, that might be the company because they brag about what they did in the 2016 election, 2018 election, 2020 election. They literally give you all the details right there. You can't miss it. So we thought we were smart by saying it was Seidel. Now you have taken that on a quantum trip to the nth degree. So can you please tell us anything you want to tell us, because I'm going to shut up now, of the details, because all these experts are calling you, meeting with you and us,